I'm George Walker. Monday the 25th, in the Lee Norvell Theater and Drama Center, the IU African American Arts Institute presents Worlds Collide, Spirit, Soul, and Body, Spoken Word and Visual Art. The visual art on display beginning at 6 in the theater's lobbies, and the spoken word in the Neil Marshall Black Culture Center's Grand Hall. Our guest is the performance manager for the African American Arts Institute, Joy Bird. Joy, thanks very much. Undergraduate and graduate degrees at IU and now a full-time job working in the arts for the Institute.
Yes, absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about the development of this. Worlds Collide, Spirit, Soul, and Body?
Well, I came up with the concept actually randomly. I went to a concert in Baltimore, Maryland, and creative juices just stirred. And I knew that my boss, Dr. Charles Sykes, wanted to begin to do some innovative programming. And spoken word was the basis by which I built around. So I wanted to do some things that were kind of different and merge some art forms that were different, hence the art exhibit that precedes the spoken word. I wanted to make sure that different ethnicities were represented. And that's how it came about.
We're talking with Joy Bird. She's the performance manager for the IU African American Arts Institute about Worlds Collide, Spirit, Soul, and Body. Now, you mentioned both art and some spoken word and a variety of ethnicities represented. Who are some of the artists that people have a chance to either see or to hear?
Well, we will be featuring three artists. We have Dr. James Mumford, which, of course, is a Bloomington and IU favorite. We have a gentleman that will be coming in from California. He is Tomas Riley, a Mexican-American. And we also have a group called Yellow Rage, two Asian-American women from Philadelphia.
These are people who will be doing the spoken parts?
Correct.
And what themes will they be exploring?
Well, they really have open floor. The main idea behind the event was just to have those different types of people from different places doing different things. So we don't specifically give them a theme to speak from.
You mentioned now the spoken word, but we know that there'll be an art exhibit that opens the hour before the spoken part of the program. Tell us a little bit about what we'll be seeing.
We have a variety of visual artists that will be included. We have Yara Kluver, who will present photographs from Brazil. We have a graduate assistant who will show some sculptures and I believe some paintings as well. We have Wayne Manns, who has done many things here in Bloomington, who will show some paintings, as well as Joel Washington, whose work is very, very well known here in Bloomington. So we have a nice representation of some different types of things.
We've been talking with Joy Bird, the performance manager of IU's African American Arts Institute, about Worlds Collide, Spirit, Soul, and Body, an art exhibit that opens at 6 in the lobbies of the Lee Norvell Theater and Drama Center, and then spoken word, a panel of three speakers in the Neil Marshall Black Culture Center's Grand Hall. I'm George Walker.